I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Friends can be. We'll be light as balloons. Cows jumping over the moon.
Guess what, Scott? It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This is a first.
We're going to where?
The Owry area with Leah Corcoran, who has been strong-armed into calling us, I believe. Leah, thanks for calling.
How do you spell Owry?
A-U-R-E.
And where is it?
It's on the way to Deb.
Oh.
So if you know where Texas is, and you're coming from Bemidji.
Northern Beltrami. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So, Leah, have you had your breakfast yet?
Well, I'm working on it. It's sort of a multi-stage process this morning because
okay.
I have to be to work. But I'm starting with, I've got some Ticino. I don't know if you're familiar with this beverage. It's like a roasted dandelion root tea.
No,
it's a coffee.
I so wish John Bauer was here. Oh my gosh. A roasted dandelion tea.
Roasted dandelion root tea.
Okay.
And it's like a coffee alternative. It's very low acid and no caffeine. And I have to watch my caffeine. So
okay.
This is what I'm having. And I'm having it with almond milk this morning.
Is it tasty?
It's delicious.
Okay.
It has a very, familiar flavor because of the roasted nature of it. And there's other varieties that have roasted chicory in them and roasted barley, but I don't do that one because I'm gluten intolerant.
Okay. I have had the one, now that you say that, I've had the roasted chicory, too, when I've been, a little too agitated on caffeine. And friends have sort of shoved that in my, they want me to not be so agitated, so they've given me that. Okay, so you've had a drink, but have you eaten anything?
I haven't, but I've got it with me. And when I get a minute at work, I'm going to eat. I have, I make my own... I'm sorry. It's just funny because I am I have the most absurd eating habits, so it feels kind of silly telling the whole world about it. But I make my own grain-free granola.
Grain-free?
Yeah, it's good. It's got almonds and walnuts and sunflower seeds and toasted coconut and a little bit of maple, and then I have that with almond milk, too.
Oh, that sounds delicious, actually.
It is delicious, and it has vanilla and cinnamon in it, too.
Oh,
that sounds good.
Okay. So do you mind us asking? You said you're on your way to work. What do you do?
I'm a nurse, and I do a lot of different things, but 3 days a week I work at True North Healthcare downtown Bemidji. We are a functional medicine clinic and also a healthcare collaborative where we have lots of different specialties that work with us, complementary type practices. And so, I'm the nurse there.
What's functional medicine? What does that term mean?
Functional medicine is, we've got conventional medicine, which is what we're most familiar with in this country. Functional medicine incorporates conventional medicine, but also takes a much broader holistic look at a person's health. So it evaluates a person's, for example, how are they sleeping? How is their emotional health, their spiritual health? They take a very close look at dietary habits and all of the things that make up the bigger picture of a person's health. And it's not a Band-Aid approach. It's, let's look at really what's going on here and support the body's natural ability to heal itself and care for itself. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. So how long have you worked in this, under this kind of a model rather than maybe traditional?
Well, I've been working at True North for about 7 months now, but I wanted to work for them for a long time. And when the doctor who started the practice first opened up, I said, if you ever need a nurse, you know who your gal is, right? So eventually a job opened up years later. But I've always had a passion for natural health and healing and natural health modalities, and that's kind of been my jam, as my 7-year-old would say.
What do you see? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say both my 7-year-old and my 10-year-old have been on What's for Breakfast, so it's kind of been, I guess it's my turn now.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was just wondering what you see. Have you seen a difference with that approach to medicine rather than kind of a traditional, more clinical, what are your symptoms and not asking about all the other things that make us up? Do you see a difference in how patients feel?
Oh, absolutely. It treats a person less like a machine. You know, when we go to seek healthcare in a conventional model, we're looked at, our body functions are looked at as just functions and a system, you know, a series of mechanics that need to be dealt with. It's not a very humanizing experience necessarily. Now, I don't mean to generalize. That's not always the case. There are loads of phenomenal conventional doctors out there, and I've interacted with many of them myself, but I just think that this approach is a more sensible, human way to help people be healthy. Hmm. And people feel very respected because there's a lot of time taken to discuss things. It's not, you know, got to get you in and out of here. We give patients a lot of time to tell their story and to feel validated in what they are experiencing. Because sometimes I think when we go to a regular doctor, they don't really know what we're describing, and so it's dismissed, and people feel dismissed, and I don't know.
Yeah. You know, and it sounds like, you know, there's when you're in a waiting room and it's taking a while, it's just, I don't think even realize it seems like my blood pressure is also always elevated because you're just getting nervous as you wait.
Absolutely.
And you wait, and, you know, you meet, there's different people coming in and out, but you don't really, you know, it's, you don't really have time with them. And so, yeah, there's something about that sounds better. Scott's got a very important question for you now.
Well, Leah, you make such a healthy breakfast for yourself. It's your own recipe. I just wonder, what do you have for lunch or dinner? What do you have? What makes up those kind of meals?
Well, let's see. Today I prepared myself. I sauteed up some broccoli and spinach this morning, and I would have used cabbage if I had it because it's my favorite. And then I make these spicy black bean cakes that I cook up in advance, and then I freeze them. So I just put those on top of that and then heat it up in the microwave at work, and then I brought a little side of spicy sriracha mayo that I made.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well,
doesn't that sound good?
Yes, it sounds really good. Well, for Leah, for being on What's for Breakfast, you do get a parting gift. Our sponsor is Homestead Mills, and you can get wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal. Which would you like?
Well, which one's gluten-free?
Oh.
I don't know.
I think you may have to you may have to gift it to somebody else, I think.
I'm just kidding. I intend to. No, I'm going to get the pancakes because my kids always get the pancakes when they get on What's for Breakfast, and they love them. So we're out of pancake mix.
That would be great. So why do you support KAXE, KBXE?
Oh, well, I just love things that are about our local community. And this is like the epitome of small town community radio. It's the best. The variety of music is phenomenal. Just everything about it is so Bemidji and so what I identify with living here.
Well,
I love it.
Leah, thank you so much for calling. Whoever strong-armed you, tell them thank you. It's good to meet you.
I will.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Leah Corcoran, she's our guest this morning on What's for Breakfast.
From Owry, Minnesota.
Never heard of it. Now we know.